B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes. It's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and Internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes Internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. This is Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. This is the these are the rules of engagement for the program. You want to send me a text message, you simply text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. 33103. You want to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, any of the social media accounts. You want to download the podcast. You want to see some of the stories we put up. You want to find the affiliate stations in your area. Whatever you want to do, you simply go to this website. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. It's pretty easy to do. At least 29 people have been killed in Culiacan as drug cartel gunmen are fighting this battle in Mexico to stop the transport of El Chapo, whose son has been under arrest. It is unbelievable. Some of the violence that's going on in Mexico right now. Mexico is essentially a failed state. Now, on what basis would I make the claim that Mexico is a failed state? Well, when the government is being outgunned by organized crime, the cartels, when politicians and people are just being killed at random, when you have no control over your borders, their southern border or their border with us, and no attempt to try to control that border, when the cartels are attempting to actually shoot down commercial aircraft, where they have the ability to do so with rocket-propelled grenades, RPGs, and there's no judicial system left, it's a failed state. Now, I don't know at what point there is a point of no return to where, and I want you to imagine this. We used to do planning, for example, Cuba, when the Castro brothers finally go away, and if there's another revolution, or they try to become, you know, like with the fall of the Soviet Union, Cuba tries to become more of a democratic country. What do we do if during that revolution people suddenly just start escaping Havana or the island completely and start coming to the United States? How do we deal with that failed state? Well, we also did the same kind of exercise of what do we do if Mexico becomes a failed state, if the government in Mexico truly collapses, where it's just lawlessness. Because that lawlessness will even more increase and flow over our southern border than it is now. So I want you to imagine what would happen in that situation. Imagine not just illegal aliens from Venezuela, from Caracas, or from the triangle countries, from Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala, but now from all over the world and from Mexico. Just start flooding. Now, I know you're thinking to yourself, well, Michael, they're flooding right now. Imagine it 10 times worse than it is right now. I mean, that's hard to imagine. But a complete collapse of the government in Mexico would result in probably this country intervening in some form or fashion. I don't know what it looks like, but it would certainly mean that we would finally be required to seal off the border. We would have to actually waive Posse Comitatus, waive the Insurrection Act, and probably to the dismay of Governor Newsom in California and Governor Hobbs in Arizona, but probably to, well, and probably to Governor Lujan in New Mexico, but probably to the gratefulness of Governor Abbott in Texas, we would literally send troops to the border and seal it off with American military personnel and weaponry to stop that flood of people trying to escape a failed state in Mexico. Finally get our border sealed, right? But then what do we do about the cartels? Do we just allow that to become, some sub-Saharan African country that is in, you know, do we allow a dictatorship to take over? What do we do about tourists in Cabo or anywhere else in, you know, in Mazatlan or Cancun or anywhere else in Mexico? What do we do then? Those are things that our government needs to be thinking about when you consider just how desperate things are on the southern border. The problem is this. That hasn't happened yet, and we still have literally hundreds of thousands and now millions of people coming across the southern border. And that's bad enough. But do you know what I think is worse? What I think is worse is that there are people in this country whose sole source of information may be one of the cable channels, CNN or MSNBC, or for that matter, any of the networks, sometimes even Fox News, where they hear this. This is Alejandro Mayorkas, the Secretary of Homeland Security, who, in my opinion, should be impeached by the United States Congress and sent to trial to the United States Senate for dereliction of duty.
And I would just finally say that border officials have been consistently telling Rosa Flores, our colleague, they feel abandoned by this administration, by the federal government. So why has it taken 2 years for President Biden to go to the southern border?
Poppy, we have been dedicating our efforts to the situation at the border since day one. We are incredibly proud of our frontline personnel who are tirelessly and selflessly dedicated to the mission. The president knows the border very well. He has had his Secretary of Homeland Security visit multiple times since the very initiation of the administration, and he's going to see the border not for the first time in his public service career this Sunday, and I'm looking forward to joining him there.
But for the first time, it's actually for the first time. He saw the border 30 or 40 years ago when he landed at the airport in El Paso on a campaign stop when he was running for president, but he didn't go to the border. Now, you land at the airport in El Paso, and as you're landing, you can see the border. Now, I've actually been across that bridge. I've actually been on that border. But I could claim, if I hadn't, that I've seen the border because I landed in El Paso before. And when I've landed in El Paso, I've been able to see into Juarez. I've seen the border. This guy's so full of feces. He needs to be removed from office. But the sad part is there are people that hear that and believe it. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the White House spokesperson, says this.
The president inherited a mess because of what the last administration did.
Stop the president. He inherited a mess? A mess, you mean, when there was the lowest number of illegal crossings in decades during Orange Man Bad's tenure? Is that what you're talking about, Kareem? Is that it? What? Or are you talking about the mess that was, now we have millions of illegal aliens who are coming to this country versus the, you know, the thousands that came across during those 4 years? Is that the mess you're referring to? I'm kind of confused.
President inherited a mess because of what the last administration did. They inherited, we inherited a mess. And, you know, Republicans in Congress made it worse by blocking comprehensive immigration reform. And so...
Wait a minute. Who's had control of the Congress for the past 2 years? Hmm? Oh, yeah, the Democrats have. The Democrats held control of the House. Nancy Pelosi was the Speaker. Remember, I know this is ancient history, but try to think back to, you know, before January 3rd. Democrats controlled the House. Democrats also controlled the Senate, albeit by breaking a tie vote by Vice President. I think she's Vice President. Biden keeps calling her President. I think she's the Vice President. By the Vice President Kamala Harris casting the tie vote to pass legislation. So the people who blocked comprehensive immigration reform couldn't have been the Republicans because they couldn't block anything. In fact, to my chagrin, oftentimes did not even try. So how can you say this?
The president inherited a mess because of what the last administration did. We inherited a mess. And, you know, Republicans in Congress made it worse by blocking comprehensive immigration reform. And so what you're seeing from this president is he's acting. He's acting to protect, to continue to protect the border.
Oh, you know, maybe I agree with her. Got to pause this a moment. Maybe I agree with her. The president is acting. Maybe that's what Alejandro Mayorkas meant when he said that this has been Biden's number one focus since the first day in office. Now he's been acting. We've been pretending. We've been play acting. We care.
Border, secure the border, and also deal with irregular migration. That is what he's going to continue to do that. So
here's why exactly right. I think so this bothers me. This bothers me because there are too many people who hear this and think to themselves, what's Michael Brown complaining about? What's he bitching about here? Because it seems to me that if you listen to Mayorkas and you listen to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, everything's fine.
Would you, Secretary, qualify what is happening on the border right now as a crisis?
You know, we have seen the situation at the border managed in an orderly way.
Managed in an orderly way. We truly live now in an Orwellian world. A true Orwellian world where it seems to me that you can just blatantly lie, just make up facts, use words with, instead of their plain meaning, with some, I don't know, esoteric Orwellian meaning, and people are buying it. And the sovereignty of the nation's being destroyed. When we get back, Hillary Clinton's got a new job. Yeah, Hillary's in the news. I'll tell you about that, but first, I want to remind you about Hero 2020 products. I know that a lot of you, in fact, I would hope that all of you would make it your resolution in the new year to figure out a way to defend yourself against the crime wave going on in this country. And I know that many of you are willing to buy guns, go through the training, learn self-defense with a firearm, but I also know that many of you, and I don't object to this, I don't criticize it, you don't want to carry a gun. And that's fine, because I have the solution for you. And that's at Hero2020.com. All of the Hero2020.com products are non-lethal, they won't kill anybody, and they don't require a concealed carry permit. The Hero 2020, the original, looks like a gun, and it fires a pepper gel. The new one, called the Arrow, is the size of a remote control, and it shoots a thick, red, sticky pepper gel that creates an intense burning sensation on skin contact. Both of these items, when used, incapacitate your attacker. That gives you time to escape the situation, to dial 911, to protect your loved ones. I want you to learn more about these products and how you can defend yourself. Get one for yourself. Get one for a loved one. Get one from a friend. But what I want you to do is go online right now to this website, hero2020.com. That's hero2020.com. Put in my last name, Brown, as a coupon for a special discount. That's hero2020.com. State restrictions may apply. What's Hillary Clinton doing? That's coming up next.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. The Shasta College Promise Program is perfect for that returning student looking to complete a degree or certificate. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready this year. Shasta College offers more 8-week compressed, fully online or in-person classes available to easily fit your schedule. Classes fill quickly. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu today or give us a call. The opportunity of a lifetime is now.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Everything that's old is new, and everything that's new is old. There's nothing new under the sun. Let's go back in time. You want to? 6 years ago. Let's go back 6 years. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin is holding a hearing, and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is the key witness. Remember this?
They didn't know that.
With all due respect, the fact is we had 4 dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make? It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator.
Oh, I find that fascinating on so many levels. At what point does it make a difference?
suppressed, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
Now, listen closely to what she says next.
It is our job to figure out what happened and do everything we can to prevent it from ever happening again, Senator. Now,
So it is our job to figure out what happened to make sure that it never happens again. I love that phrase. You know, it's kind of like use of the word irregardless. Drives me nuts. Or the idea of somebody telling me that, well, we've got to do this, it'll save just one life. The other phrase that drives me batty, we've got to do something so that this, whatever this is, never happens again. So let's think about that in the context of what she was saying 6 years ago. 6 years ago, Hillary Clinton said, we need to understand what happened in Benghazi, where we lost four Americans, including a diplomat from the State Department, so that it never happens again. Seems like it did happen again. It seems like when we withdrew from Afghanistan with no plan, promising that, you know, we would never see people, you know, climbing onto helicopters. Well, we didn't actually see people climbing onto helicopters. We actually saw them climbing onto C-135s trying to get out of Kabul. But what else did we see that we were told would never happen again? Oh, yeah, the death of American soldiers. We saw the death of 13 Americans during that withdrawal. Because we didn't do the proper planning, just like she didn't do the planning and do anything for to understand exactly what the risk was in Benghazi. And, of course, they were probably hiding gun running, too. But Hillary Clinton lands a new job as a presidential fellow at Columbia University. The school announced last week that she will work on a variety of major initiatives and will begin engaging with students in the next school year. She will serve as a professor of practice at the Columbia School of International and Public Affairs, as well as a presidential fellow at Columbia World Projects. Now, I don't begrudge her getting this gig. Have at it, sweetheart. Go teach those young rugrats at Columbia University where mom and dad are paying outrageous tuition for them to get a degree in gender studies or whatever else it is about international relations, about international and public affairs. Because you're so good at it. You're so dang good at it, aren't you? So it will never happen again. Isn't that amazing how quickly we forget?
Fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
It makes a huge difference. I'll be right back.
An edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights. Presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Open now through January 8th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at kcnr1460.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at kcnr1460.com.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie!
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. I was just scrolling through the text messages. Pretty interesting. You guys, all of you have a pretty interesting take on things. It is, I don't know, somewhat amazing to me at times how absolutely backwards things can get. Democrats, in particular, now Republicans are complicit in this to a certain degree too, but Democrats writ large have really created this almost police state by politicizing and weaponizing federal law enforcement. Go back to that, to the example about the FBI. The FBI, because the National School Board Association is all upset. I know this is an old story, but it's still applicable right now. The National School Board Association gets upset because parents start showing up because they're tired of, and they have a right to be, they have a right to voice their opinion to school boards about how their children are educated. I have a right. I don't have, I've got grandkids in school, but I still have a right to show up at my local school board meeting where I don't have any kids attending and voice my opinion about how the local school board in my district operates and educates kids because I pay the bills. In fact, my property taxes, now I don't want to compare my property taxes to maybe Californians or Texans, but I consider my property taxes high compared to the property taxes I pay on my home in New Mexico, pretty low. But nonetheless, I have a right to do that. And I'm not a terrorist for doing so. I'm not a terrorist if I go to a school board meeting and I raise my voice and I get really angry at the school board because I think what they're doing is wrong and I have a right to tell them so. Now, if I kind of, you know, as I might tend to do, kind of cross over into foul language, then yeah, they might be able to have me escorted from the building for, I don't know, trespassing. Well, I'm not sure what, but maybe disrupting a public meeting or something. But what the Democrats have done is they've taken parents who simply are concerned about the things going on in their schools, and they want to have a voice about it. And the National School Board Association, the overarching arm of all these school boards, doesn't like parents showing up. So what did the Democrats do? What they did in that case was they politicized and weaponized the FBI to go after those parents. But the FBI has also been weaponized in another way. The FBI has had for 2 years, going on 2 years now, the Hunter Biden laptop, which we know unequivocally now, which we know factually belongs to Hunter Biden, and which we know shows, without any reasonable doubt, that the emails referencing the money they were taking from Ukrainians, from the Chinese, from other governments, and from other officials was being funneled in part to then Vice President Joe Biden and then former Vice President Joe Biden, and now President Joe Biden. And the FBI is not doing anything. And in fact, the FBI is preventing other people from getting access to some of that information. So Democrats have created this police state. Everywhere you turn. Look, I'm not anti-cop. And I think cops have they have a horrific job, but they choose to go into that profession, and they know going into that profession it is a difficult job. And I know in many cases law enforcement is outgunned. There's an arms race going on in this country between criminals, particularly the cartels, because we as a country won't do anything about the southern border. The cartels are moving into this country with weaponry that's the equivalent of a small army. That's the fault of the federal government. Then you have the Capitol Police, the U.S. Capitol Police. To intimidate opposition that goes against the orthodoxy of the Democrat Party, they are now rubbing it in our face, literally rubbing it in our face. Why else? Have you heard this? You know, there was one single person killed on January 6, 2021. One person. It was not a member of the U.S. Capitol Police. It was not a member of the National Guard. It was not a member of any sort of federal law enforcement agency whatsoever. It was an unarmed civilian who was, without justification, killed by a federal law enforcement officer who had a history, who has a history of improper use of his firearm and engaging in unprofessional conduct. That one person was Ashley Babbitt. Now, if you're the mother of Ashley Babbitt and January 6th rolls around and no one wants to talk about your daughter, no one wants to honor her, no one wants to recognize that she was probably murdered as opposed to being shot. She was probably murdered. Because I don't think that that plainclothes federal cop had the authority legally to kill her on that day. She was not a threat to him. And he fired point blank at her with other law enforcement behind her. Remember that video? She's being jammed up by people behind her. There are cops against the wall right behind her, right off her right shoulder. And this guy leans through the door and shoots her point blank. Could have easily shot another Capitol Police officer. So her mother gets arrested at a demonstration near the Capitol exactly 2 years after her daughter was fatally shot during those riots. Video footage that was posted to Twitter showed that Babbitt's mother, Mickey Witthoff, was being escorted by Capitol Police officers into a Capitol Police vehicle just yesterday, Friday afternoon. Now, Capitol Police released a statement. This is amazing. Here's the statement. This afternoon, a group of demonstrators were illegally blocking traffic on Independence Avenue Southwest near First Street Southwest. The group did not have a permit to demonstrate on Capitol grounds. Officers established a clear police line to prevent the group from moving further west on Independence Avenue Southwest. The officers and officials told the group to get out of the road or the group would be arrested. The sidewalk was open. A woman in the group was given multiple warnings to get out of the road. Instead of getting out of the road, the woman refused to leave, turned around with her hands behind her back, and asked to be arrested. Okay. That's your version of events. I've watched the video.
Okay, you walk on the sidewalk.
That was not necessary.
Now, here's what's fascinating about this. I know you can't see the video, but I wanted you to hear that. Because here's what she's doing. She is walking in front of what appears to be four or five other people behind her. It's not like a giant group of protesters. And if you're familiar with Independence Avenue, Southwest, it leads from the House office buildings over to the United States Capitol. People all the time, congressmen, senators, lobbyists, visitors, tourists, homeless people, they all cross Independence Avenue at places other than the crosswalk. I myself have done it numerous times. You look left, you check left, you check right, you check left, you look, there's nobody coming, you cross the street. As it's convenient. It's also apparently illegal. It's jaywalking. But the best part is they accuse her of blocking traffic and impeding traffic by trying to jaywalk, while they themselves, at least in the video where I've paused it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 cops, they're blocking traffic with their patrol cars. And they arrest her for trying to get to the other side. Now, I don't know what her intent was. Was her intent to actually get arrested? If so, she accomplished her mission. And if that was her mission, and she accomplished it, at least we're talking about it. Because it was the Capitol Police that let the supposed insurrectionist into the Capitol. Now, despite all the liberal establishment lies to the contrary, Ashley Babbitt was the only person killed that day other than protester Roseanne Boyland, who was accidentally trampled by the crowd. Babbitt was shot in cold blood. Ashley Babbitt's widow, Erin, says this. Her mother has been there every day living in that area, sitting outside the jail at night and protesting outside the Capitol. So I'm not going to say it's a coincidence that she was finally arrested on January 6th, but that doesn't really smell right. January 6th, yesterday, or depending on when you're listening to it, Friday, is a special day for these left-wing authoritarians because it confirms in their minds that all resistance to the Democrat Party, all resistance to the left, is illegitimate and must be crushed by whatever means proves expedient. And then our tax dollars are used to spin the narrative. And not just through the January 6th committee dog and pony show. PBS covered this. Oh, I'm sorry. The audio's not playing. Anyway, it's a group, members of the House, along with families of officers who died on the House steps to commemorate January 6th, and especially remember those harmed. That's according to PBS, as all of these members of Congress, led by Hakeem Jeffries, the now House Minority Leader, stand on the steps of the U.S. Capitol, and PBS, of course PBS, because they're part of the cabal, tweets out this. Now, members of the House, along with families of officers who died on the House steps. It's a blatant lie. No officers died on January 6th. No officers died because of January 6th. Officer Sticknick, who died of a stroke several days later, didn't die, was not bludgeoned on the head by a fire extinguisher. But this is the Orwellian world that we live in. You know, the gullible might see what PBS did and come away somehow believing that there was this bloody battle on the steps of the United States Capitol. The truth bears repeating. The truth bears repeating. Only two people were killed on January 6th, and both of them were women who were Trump supporters. One was shot dead cold blank. The other one was accidentally trampled by the crowd as the crowd tried to get away. And now arresting the grieving mother of the unarmed woman they killed? I don't think that's a good look for the feds. It's a good thing they have the cabal, the media, on their side. Imagine the wall-to-wall coverage of Ashley Babbitt's mother if the political sides were reversed. Think about that. Think about that for a moment. When we get back, you know, most congressmen, when they get sworn in, they got their family there, they got their husbands, wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, whatever it might be, they got their mistresses there, they got their boyfriends there, they got the kids there, the Rugrats are there, and they get sworn in on a family Bible or something. This one's slightly different. I'll tell you about that next.
Vet bills piling up? Temporary prescriptions not cutting it? When your pet has an unscratchable itch, dull coat, or fur loss, you do everything you can to help. But the truth is, these issues start with their food. Sometimes pets just need a little something to balance out their bowl. Dynovite nutritional supplements add essential nutrients to mealtime to support a healthy digestive tract, skin and coat, and immune system. Because when your pet is their healthiest self, they're also their happiest self.
We were at a loss until we tried Dynovite. After just a few weeks, Maggie stopped all the itching and shedding. She had a healthy, shiny coat. Just a huge relief for all of us, but especially Maggie.
Get a free probiotics booster with your purchase of Dynovite for dogs by using code DOG at Dynovite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynovite.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
As we head into the new year, change is in the air, and we welcome Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. If the address sounds familiar, it's because owners Michelle and Jerry have been at the same location for over 12 years, and the business originally opened 27 years ago. Here's the thing. Michelle and Jerry know how important their customers are and wanted to offer you more personalized service. As the owners of Crossroads Auto Body Repair, they wanted to provide you with continued great service and add more value to your dollar. Now there's no need to wait so long for a free estimate. We'll get you back on the road. Call Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 530-226-0992. New name, same great service and more. Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51.
Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, offers a unique halo therapy experience to immerse yourself in salt. It can help with stress, anxiety, athletic performance, respiratory issues, snoring, long-haul COVID, help restore taste and smell. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave offers take-home salt packs for bloating, inflammation, and anxiety, salt lamps with color therapy, and gift certificates. Book now, 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094.
To it, I certainly appreciate you tuning in. And remember, you can always text me regardless where you, whether you're listening to the podcast or whether your affiliate carries a program at a different time. You can always text the word Mike or Michael to 33103 because I read text messages all the time. I'm always reading the text messages. So anything you want to say to me, feel free to do so. I'm often criticized because I'm an equal opportunity basher in the sense that and maybe it's not, it's certainly not 50-50. I don't claim to be 50-50. But I certainly do criticize Republicans as much, or not as much. I criticize Republicans as well as Democrats, because Republicans can be just as stupid as Democrats. So I'm often criticized for calling them clowns or goofballs or you know, or numbskulls or whatever pejorative term I might use for them. But sometimes they prove my point. If anything could be almost as appropriate as former Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who served on the January 6th committee, and the day after he leaves office, goes to work immediately as a highly paid contributor to the Democrats' propaganda arm, CNN, it would be that a newly elected Democrat congressman getting sworn in on a comic book. Yeah, a comic book. Here's what Gizmodo reports. Gizmodo has the story, and because of the way it's written, I just want to read verbatim what they say. California Democrat Robert Garcia, former mayor of Long Beach, proud representative of the LGBTQ+ community, proud immigrant, self-proclaimed comic book nerd, was scheduled to be sworn into Congress Tuesday, accompanied by some important personal touchstones, including a very rare Superman comic. Well, he was defiant. And when he heard that Gizmodo was kind of poking fun at him, he got really upset. Gizmodo says, quote, this is the congressman himself. For all of you upset that I still read comics and suggesting that I need to do more serious reading, anyone who understands comics knows that comics are an essential part of American fiction, and the lessons learned are invaluable. It's serious S-word. True enough. I agree. And comics aren't just for kids anymore. They deal with themes that no reasonable parent would want their children exposed to, like pregnant men. Seriously, pregnant men. I have no problem with him being sworn in on a comic book. I just think it's like a little bit of lack of self-awareness. Congress, one of the least respected organizations or institutions in the United States of America, and you're going to get sworn in on a comic book, albeit a rare one. Congratulations on having a rare Superman comic book. I'm proud of you. But you're being sworn in as a United States congressman. Man, sometimes you can't make this stuff up. You can't. Everybody have a great weekend. And don't forget, you can text me anytime. Text the word Mike to 33103. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next Saturday.
Everybody needs an edge. The other guy is working on his edge right now, whether you have one or not. Testosterone levels are at an all-time low historically, and individual T levels in men decline 1% every year with age. There's a new champion of natural testosterone boosters, and it's called Chalk, C-H-O-Q. 100% natural herbal extracts with game-changing effects on your energy, mood, and focus. Chalk Daily's main ingredient has been clinically studied to boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity with higher T and a massive boost of energy by taking Chalk's Male Vitality Stack every day. Take the 90-day Chalk Challenge and reap the benefits of the reigning champion of natural men's health with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a very limited time only, Chalk, C-H-O-Q, is giving our listeners a 30% discount with promo code USA. That's choq.com, code USA, for 30% off while supplies last.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed. A new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.